From Cuba, that's Mi Son with Mecánica de Amor. Jungle preceded that with Beat 5-4, All Good Now, and it was Van William with Never Had Enough of You. You're listening to Undercurrents. I'm Gabriela. Check it out. We've got more great music coming up. We'll hear James Taylor in just a minute.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
New year, new KBOO. Thank you to everyone who contributed and supported KBOO during our Catalog of Connections year-end campaign. With the help of our community, we were able to reach our $75,000 goal and will be able to continue bringing you grassroots, independent community radio. If you didn't get a chance to contribute during our year-end campaign, you can still support KBOO by becoming a member today. Go to kboo.fm/give and join the team.
Hello, I'm your host, Donald Altman, and welcome to Pathways, where you're invited to join us for a visit with leaders in personal and cultural transformation. The small actions we perform each day, like shaking hands, saying hello or goodbye, maybe giving thanks for our meals, these are rituals that dignify our lives. They are the threads that provide meaning and continuity. To help us look more deeply into the subject of rituals for personal growth and healing, is Mara Branscombe. Mara has taught internationally for a wide variety of audiences. These include Alternatives and Finhorn in the United Kingdom, Wanderlust, Vancouver Canucks, Gaia, and Equinix. She is a regular contributor to magazines such as Kindred Spirit and Spirituality and Health. Mara hosts international wellness retreats and programs across the globe. For over two decades, she has been guiding others in the practice of ritual community ceremonies. Mara is dedicated to supporting others in living their best life. Her trainings in the Incan shaman lineage and the pagan tradition have inspired her life's work of sharing earth-based, ceremonial, intentional, and heart-centered practices. She's the author of Sage, Huntress, Lover, Queen, a book about accessing female archetypes. Her new book, which we'll be exploring today, is Ritual as Remedy, Embodied Practices for Soul Care. It's an honor and a pleasure to have Mara Branscombe here with us today. Hello, Mara, and welcome to the Pathways Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to talk about something so important, especially as we're beginning the new year. And maybe we could start at the beginning and maybe just share with us, what is ritual for you? How do you think about it?
A ritual is anything that is done with intention. A ritual could be anything from drinking your coffee in the morning and how you ritualize that to, having a new moon ritual or a full moon ritual. So what I love to do is introduce everyone to ritual and how it can enhance the quality of their life.
I'm getting the idea here that ritual can even be those small little things. And I would definitely agree that my coffee drinking in the morning is a ritual, especially when it's done with awareness. How can this support our daily life, both personally and collectively?
Great question. Here's how I see it. There's two ways, for example, to have your morning tea or coffee. One could be that you have a busy mind, you're scrolling your feed, you're not being conscious about how you're bringing or welcoming in this day. The other way to do it, which is what I call to ritualize your habits and make them more meaningful, is to not be on a device as you're drinking your morning coffee. It is to have a gratitude practice. Perhaps you have a meditation practice or a walk in nature, something that is self-guided in a way that can actually bring you into a state of neutrality where you're not dreading the day, where you're not stressing about all the things that need to get done, but you're actually honoring the possibility that you could bring into the day.
So it's kind of an opening up to possibilities.
Absolutely. Doesn't it make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And what I found interesting, you mentioned, I mean, your book is very comprehensive. There's a lot of material in there. And you mentioned five elements in your book: earth, air, fire, water, and ether. Can you explain how these play into the idea of ritual and why you would use these?
Yes. So I work with the natural world in my spiritual practice. And what I have come to realize over the past 25 years of guiding others in ceremony and ritual is that we don't have to reinvent the wheel, or we don't have to be one religion or the other. It is that it's around us all the time in the natural world. So I use the five elements in the book as a guide map into how we can clear emotions, how we can receive good energy, how we can release stress. And the elements, in a way, become a muse inside the world of ritual and mindfulness. And if you would like, I could unpack very simply and in a short way how each element can support us.
And I'd like you to do that. It triggered in my own mind the idea of mindful walking, which I teach frequently, and how in the original teaching of Satipatthana, there's the fire element that raises your leg, and that the air element pushes your foot forward, and the earth grounds you as the foot comes down. And all those are actually part of the traditional teaching. So go ahead and explain those different elements to us in a little more detail.
Mm-hmm. And that is a powerful teaching for sure. So thank you for sharing that example. It is that, I would simply begin with the element of earth. We can work with our mother. When we are feeling fearful or lack mentality, we go to her and we say, I am ready to receive your abundance. I am ready to receive your grounding. And with the element of water, when we're feeling stuck or blocked, we go to water and we say, I receive your fluid nature. I let go of things that no longer serve. And when we go to the element of fire, when we're feeling frustrated or angry or resentful, we say, I offer my imbalance to the fire. I welcome in transformation. And to the element of air, when we're feeling in a closed down state and we cannot see the next step in life, I would say we go to the element of air to purify and expand our vision. And then to the element of ether, which is the element of spirit. And when we're feeling that we have lost faith and hope on our path, which is very normal to do in our current world, we go to ether, which is the mysterious element. It's the one, the fifth element that actually binds all the elements together. And so when we go to ether, we say, what am I here to learn today? Show me the way. Show me a sign. I am listening.
Wow, those are beautiful. And they're kind of counterbalancing imbalance in our lives, in a sense, right? And they're giving us the freedom to make an intentional choice and to manifest something different. How can it bring more joy and meaning into someone's life? Let's say you have kids and your life's real hectic and it seems like you never have a moment to pause or stop for yourself. How could you use this?
It is so liberating when you intentionally say, yes, I am going to take this moment for myself and I am going to create space to do something that is meaningful to me. And when I do that, my intentionality raises the vibration of remembering who you are. It's so easy, especially as a mother, I understand, that we can get lost in the world of all the householding chores and the things to do, plus running your own business, plus this, plus, you know. So how do you do it? Well, it begins with you. You have to set a time aside. So waking up a little early before your kids wake up is sacred time for you to ritualize your coffee, to be quiet, to light a candle, and to ask for what you want from the universe. This is, I would say, game changer for living from a victim kind of martyr. I don't ever have time for anything, to liberation, to this is my time.
And so it doesn't require a whole lot of time. You're saying if you wake up a little earlier, right?
This is how I work with my clients all the time. I've trained myself as well to do this. Okay. But the number one thing you have to agree to, try it for the next 7 days. After you listen to this episode, try it for the next 7 days. Do not go to your phone first thing in the morning. Leave your phone in the other room. Be in the darkness or the natural light. Light a candle. Sip your coffee. Sit down. Calmly breathe. And welcome in three gratitudes. That's your morning ritual. That's 5 minutes. If you can do that for 7 days, notice the difference in how you feel.
Well, I love that, because what you're saying is you're making a commitment and you're setting an intention to do something that really isn't taking any extra time. You're just rearranging how you're using your time, right?
Absolutely.
You're not running into that automatic mode of getting on the phone and scrolling and maybe spending time that isn't going to enhance your life. And you're then replacing that with something meaningful. What about rituals as a means of clearing away excess negativity and judgment? You know, you mentioned a little earlier how the world we live in nowadays, it's divisive and it's, you know, it's kind of chaotic. And it's easy to get negative about things, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So how could ritual help us on that more healing journey?
Well, what it does is it directs us towards what you even mentioned at the beginning, which is the realm of possibility. It directs us towards positivity and possibility. What it does is it takes you away from the multitasking mind and the overcritical, overanalytical mind into the simple act of being, which is similar to meditation. When we do our breath practice and we sit quietly and we witness the thoughts and we let them go. If you do not create some kind of capacity for this in your daily life, you will be on the treadmill of the media, of all the things that are wrong, and the negativity gets built up, and then you burn out and have some sort of crisis, most likely. Because that's, we only have capacity as humans for so much before we have to reorganize. But what I love to say to everyone, when you fall off center, it's your reminder to come back to center. So don't be afraid. Sometimes we have to fall off center. And by that, I mean, we have to fall off our rhythm and off our routine. And maybe we live, you know, in some darker state for some time. And that's sometimes what we need to go through in order to come back to the light. So daily forgiveness is a powerful practice to reroute, course correct, and come back to, okay, what feeds my soul? How can I do one thing today that feeds my soul?
You know, that kind of reminds me of something I heard a Zen master once say, you know, I'm perfect just as I am, and I could use a little improvement, right? So it's kind of like that forgiveness of that, you know, I don't have to be perfect. And I could also be accepting that this is where I'm at right now.
Yes, we are all works in progress every day.
We talked about excess negativity and judgment and the meditation. But what if somebody says, you know, I just can't sit down and meditate. I have a busy mind, but I don't want to just sit and be quiet. I've got to move. I've got to do things. Mm-hmm. So how would you respond to somebody who has that kind of mental space?
Well, I would say then first do your exercise or your walk and then try sitting quietly. There, you know, I've been working with people long enough, and even my own practice, you know, before I got non-negotiable about my morning meditation practice, I would say, it's easier to go out walking or go for a run. And that's good. But then I would say, how do you walk in nature or run, or how do you go to the gym, or how do you get your exercise? Can you try it without your AirPods? Can you try it without a podcast running? I love podcasts, and your podcast is fabulous. But there's got to be a way where we sit with the quiet or the crazy of our minds. That is game changer to living a happier life. Because once you realize that you are not your thoughts and the thoughts keep coming at you, they fire at you, you can simply give them to the fire and you can say, thank you. I return to my breath. I return to calm. I welcome in peace. But we have to face it. If we do not, then it will build up to the point of feeling perhaps a sense of complete disconnection or being lost.
You know, it's interesting because I've found that some younger people nowadays who are maybe always tied into devices or, you know, never really offline are a little afraid of being silent because maybe they'll hear all those thoughts in the mind. Have you found that at all?
I have found that. I experienced that. I witness it even in my own two daughters. And I feel a great job of keeping them off devices for a certain amount of time, the best I could. And of course, we want balance and we don't want others to feel that they're being, you know, that they don't have what everyone else has or they're being judged or criticized all the time. But what I do is I try to take my kids out into nature and as much as possible and hear the sounds of nature and or play games with them or like have ways of being with them and others where it's not device driven. And, yeah. But yes, I think it is. It's very much a thing that we have to remember that it's okay to be bored. And how do you be bored? And how do you sit quietly without distraction?
You also talked about various things for opening the heart, activating personal power, using the fire breath, for example, awakening flow and creativity, grounding and abundance. You already mentioned that with the earth grounding, calling, opening for your energy and spirit for healing and intuition. And you also had a section in the book on transforming and renewal using the moon energy. And that was kind of interesting to me. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. One of my favorite topics. So this is the thing, is that every 29 and a half days, we have a new moon. Followed 12 to 14 days later by the full moon. So we have two times essentially every month to be in intentional ritual and connection with the cosmos, with the moon, with the planets. This is big energy. And new moon is a time of beginnings. New moon is a time where we draw into ourselves. It's an inward time. It reflects the darkness of the moon. We want to draw our energy in. It's a very feminine time. It's a time to connect with intuition, and it's a time to generate ideas. So talk about the power of manifestation. This is how we do it. We align with the new moon. We have it in our calendar. We light a candle. And perhaps we journal about the seeds we're planting in our life or the gratitudes that we're honoring or the visions, the dreams, the prayers that we have. And then full moon comes around. We start to feel it because the pull and the tide is so powerful and so strong because we're mostly comprised of water. So we feel the full moon. Now, the full moon is about expanding outward energy. It's about being in action, being in momentum. So it's the time where we, as opposed to the new moon where it's very inward, this is a very outward energy. So you're going to want to have some good exercise on full moon. You're going to want to dance it out, sing it out, express it out. Here's the other thing, however, that we have to be really mindful of is that the full moon reflects back to us what is out of balance in our life. I'm going to say that one more time. The full moon reflects back to us what may be out of balance in our life. Once we understand that, we get to use that as material to work with to enhance the quality of our life.
Can you give us an example of something that could be reflected back that is out of balance?
Perhaps one's attachment to how others perceive you or what you may feel criticize you or judge you, putting too much awareness on how other people either approve of you or do not approve of you. So that could show you that there's work to be done on powering up your self-esteem There's work to be done on not taking things as personally in your relationships, so that you can clear the path and go, okay, that's actually not what's happening. That's my reaction to some deeper work that I can do for myself right now.
Great. Oh, there's something else that came to mind when you were talking about the moon energy, and that was relationships. It seemed like it could be a good time to work with healing relationships or building new relationships. How could rituals help with that?
First of all, the ritual of self-love. Let's begin with self-love. And I'm not even talking about a specific ritual. I'm talking about more the energy of how you greet yourself on a daily basis. How can you amplify how you love yourself unconditionally? How you work on compassion on a deeper level? Once you start with you, so let's say you're looking to be in relationship intentionally, for example, right now, okay? I want you to light a candle every single morning for the whole next month, and you welcome in deep self-love. I love myself. I love myself fully. I love myself wholly. I love myself unconditionally. So you're going to start to become unified with the force of love. Therefore, when it happens, when you're ready, when divine timing strikes, when you go out and begin to honor that you are seeking a relationship or you want to improve your current relationship, then you come to that energy, that relationship already with full love, not lack, not seeking someone to help you with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's beautiful, actually. Yeah. So love ourselves first, and that will allow us to almost magnetically draw in others.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we have a little bit of time left, and I was hoping that maybe, you know, it's here, we're at the new year, and I was hoping maybe you could guide us in our listeners in a ritual to help with moving into this new space.
Absolutely. What I'd like to do is bring forward a cleansing ritual for your energy, for your body, your mind, your spirit, through the elements. And from that, we'll come to an I am, I will statement. So for your listeners, if you're driving right now, you're not going to close your eyes. yeah, well, let's stay safe. But those of you that are perhaps at home and you're listening, I would encourage you to find a comfortable seat and close your eyes. And if you're driving, you just use, or you're walking about, you just use your own intentional inner focus. So if it feels right for you, placing one hand on your heart and the other hand on top of that hand. So placing both hands over your heart. And if it feels right, closing your eyes. And first of all, we're going to tune into gratitude, to the frequency of gratitude. So I want you to imagine there's nothing else to be done later today, or nothing to clean up from the past, that you are simply here and now. And you are being blessed with light and love. And I want you to call forward three things that you are grateful for today inside your being. And it may be helpful for you to say it in your mind. I am grateful for three times. And then take a nice, big, full, deep breath and know that your body is now filled with gratitude. And this is the place where we begin. I want you to imagine that you are in a place in nature that makes you feel connected and at peace. We welcome the element of earth in as our first passage into this rite of ritual. And I want you to imagine now giving any fears or worries to the earth. She is so gracious as to take it from you. Every single one, just imagine it pouring out of you. And if there was no fear or worry in your life, breathe that in. What does that feel like? Breathe in that abundance. And I want you to imagine now, perhaps you're at the water's edge, maybe even placing your hands and your feet or your whole body submerged in water. As you release any feelings of being blocked or stuck or always questioning your path, Now release that completely and welcome in fluidity. Welcome in being supported by the universe. Now I want you to go and imagine a blazing fire before you. And here you offer any of the ways that you're hard on yourself, or any of the ways that you don't believe that you're worthy of love and abundance and peace and joy. And I want you to offer any of those ways within you to the fire, any of the ways that you're hard on yourself, that you doubt yourself, give it to the fire now. And welcome in the light and the flame of transformation. And then go to the element of air. Look up at the sky. See the expanse of energy all around you. Here you free yourself of limitations. Welcome in endless possibility. And we go to the element of ether, and we honor spirit and the spiritual path. Now bring yourself back into your body and your mind and your spirit. And there may be one word, one code, one mantra that you want to close with. Put it in the I am statement. It could be, I am abundance, I am love, I am peace. And that's complete.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And I love ending it with that one word and settling in with that. Let's be sure to tell our listeners about your website, marabranscombe.com. And let me spell that for you, M-A-R-A. Branscombe is spelled B-R-A-N-S-C-O-M-B-E.com. And that's all one word. And that's where you can learn more about Mara's new book, Ritual as Remedy, and her other work. For those who tuned into the Pathway Show late, this is your host, Donald Altman, author of the award-winning spiritual adventure novel, Travelers. My Mindful book series includes Simply Mindful Resilience, Simply Mindful Meal by Meal, the Simply Mindful Coloring Book, and Simply Mindful, a 7-week course and personal handbook for mindful living. Information about my other books, courses, and CDs can be found at mindfulpractices.com. In a second, I'll tell you how you can rewind and replay this interview whenever you want, via the internet or as a free podcast. Today, we've been visiting with author Mara Branscombe, a leader in the fields of ritual and spirituality. I want to say thank you to all our listeners for tuning into Pathways, which is broadcast and streamed via KBOO-FM, Sunday mornings at 8:30 USA Pacific Time. Podcasts of today's show, which you can listen to and forward to others, are available for free at divination.com. And that's spelled divination.com, as well as via iTunes and other free podcast servers. This is Donald Altman, along with Pathways host Paul O'Brien, reminding you to tell your friends about Pathways radio and podcasts. Thanks again to Mara Branscombe, and to all of you listeners for tuning in and being a part of the Pathways conversation.
Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO. In accordance with requirements of the Communications Act,